Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Agent Insider. I'm your host, Andy Jewell. Thank you for joining me today. Today, I wanted to talk about a topic that I think most people probably understand the basic of it, but sometimes we forget about it when we're shopping for things. And that's really is you get what you pay for. And oftentimes when we say that and we understand like, hey, nobody's buying a Bentley for the price of a Toyota Corolla, or you're not getting a, you know, you're not going to go buy a nice, beautiful mansion house for the price of your apartment rent. So like we understand you get what you pay for. We understand that concept, but I think we forget that a lot and we get blindsided by what's the good deal sort of thing, right? So we're thinking like, hey, if I can buy a vacuum cleaner and I can save, you know, $100 on the price of this vacuum cleaner versus this other vacuum cleaner, well, then I'm going to do that because I'm getting a better deal, better value. But oftentimes we forget like, hey, that cheaper vacuum cleaner may not have the same suction power as the more expensive vacuum cleaner, or it may not have the same life expectancy as the other vacuum cleaner. And so overall, even though we saved a little bit of money, we're maybe not getting as good a value as we thought. And I think it's just a really important thing for us to think about as we're shopping, as we're buying things, because the value is more important than just the price you pay. Like I get it too. Like sometimes you can overpay for something just because it's a brand name or just because it has an appearance or this value idea, even though it's not necessarily better. And in that case, we're not actually, we're getting what we paid for is we got the brand name. If that's what we want, it's to feel cool about ourselves because I'm wearing Nike shoes versus a different brand of shoes and maybe the off brand of shoe. That factor is different, and maybe that's worth it, right? Like maybe you want to spend the money to be part of a group or to be part of that, to create that perception that you want to create, but you don't always get better value by spending more money. But I think most of the time you do understand like, hey, you can shop at Walmart and you get a certain level of value for what you pay for at Walmart. It's cheaper, but it's probably throwaway stuff versus when you buy a handcrafted, you know, an Amish built bookcase versus the plaster board or the pressed board bookcase you bought at Walmart. Certainly was cheaper at Walmart, but it does not perform and hold up the same way as that bookcase that you purchased that was handmade with solid wood. Completely different products, even though they're both bookcases, right? And I guess that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today, was buying that pressed wood bookcase versus buying the hardwood, you know, the hard solid wood handcrafted bookcase. And I think that translates to insurance, which is kind of my area of expertise a little bit more than bookcases per se, is people oftentimes feel like I just want the cheapest monthly payment possible when it comes to insurance. And so that's the better deal. And they kind of gravitate towards that. And there are some direct to consumer insurance companies that have built huge brands on quick 15 minutes saving money. I won't mention names, but I'm sure you could think about who that might be. And the idea is we're going to give you something quick and we're going to give you something cheap. And they never talk about the value. And what does that mean for you long-term if you're buying that quick and cheap versus trying to find quality when you're buying insurance? And the reason why I think this matters and why I want to talk about it and unpack this a little bit today is people forget what insurance even does for our society. Insurance in general is what allows us to live in a first world nation. So if you think about it, right, without insurance, if you've worked your whole life and you save up and you buy a house or you pay a house off, you're like, yes, this is my house and we can pass it on to my children and we can, you know, we create this legacy. And then there's a fire and the house burns down. You lose everything that you've worked your whole life for and you have to start at scratch again. And so everything that you've accumulated gets wiped out. Or maybe it's a car accident and you're driving along, you slide on ice, you T-bone somebody, you get sued and you lose everything that you've worked for, all of the money you've saved, the life that you've built, and it completely goes away. Or even on health insurance, and nobody likes health insurance, and I get that, and there's a lot of reasons why, but you get sick or somebody, one of your family members gets very ill and all of the money, all your life savings gets used up to treat this illness. Like that's the sort of stuff that insurance is, that safety net that has been created to allow you or allow us as a society to stay moving forward. It sets us back a little bit, but it doesn't send us back to start, if you will, right? Like we're going back three spaces. We're not going back to the starting space. So I think that's really important. And it's something that people need to realize that it totally changes your ability to build and to grow. Cause it's so much different to take, you know, four steps forward, two steps back, four steps forward, two steps back, instead of four steps forward, go back to the start, four steps forward, go back to the start. So it's really important. And it's not something I don't think we give a lot of consideration to. It's like, hey, this is a bill we have to pay. So let's pay it and then move on. And there's some really key things to think about when it comes to insurance. So that's kind of what I want to dive into a little bit. It's a long introduction to today's topic. So a couple of things to think about. Claims experience. This matters in the event of tragedy, right? So what's going to happen? How is that claim going to be handled? Are there adjusters that are going to come out to your home? Are there adjusters who are going to come out to see your vehicle or to talk to you? Do you have somebody local that you can deal with? Or is this going to be an 800 number that you're going to have to restart every time that you call in because you don't even have an assigned adjuster? Some companies will use 800 numbers, but you get an assigned adjuster. Other companies, it's like it just goes into a queue. And so then every time you call in about your claim, you're getting a new person and you got to start all over again explaining what happened and where you're at and what your issue is. And that makes a huge difference, right? That's very disruptive to you being able to get your claim taken care of versus, hey, I have somebody who's assigned to me. We build a relationship, we figure this out and we can move forward. And I don't have to start at zero every time and re-explain this whole claim and this whole process. So that claims experience matters. On a bigger note, I tell people on life insurance, the claims experience matters. You're not there. If you bought life insurance for your family, you're not going to be there to walk through that process of the claim. And there's companies that are out there that are really good at taking your money and really bad when it comes time to make good on it. And I've seen some of these companies, and I understand how they work and why they work the way they work, because they're in it for profit, which all companies are, but they're not built with the end consumer in mind. The companies that I represent, and there's been some companies I just like, I won't represent them on life insurance anymore because their customer experience is so terrible. And I'm making a promise that when the worst thing could happen in your family, I'm gonna be able to make sure your beneficiaries, your next of kin are taken care of. And so I only work with companies that are going to be our flagship company, make sure that if there's a claim, a life insurance claim, we get the paperwork filled out. We get checks cut in a matter of weeks, not months. It's super important. We need to make sure that we're delivering on that claims experience. The whole reason you're buying insurance is for a claim. It's for the unfortunate thing that could happen. And if the claims experience is bad, you're going to regret what you've been paying. So I want to make sure that's something you think about. And it's not something often when I've never had a customer, when I've talked to them about insurance and we've done quotes for them, I've never had a customer, unfortunately, they don't ask the hard questions about claims, which is really what you should be asking for when you talk about what you're going to buy and who you're going to buy it from, because the purpose of insurance, whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, business insurance, life insurance, all of the insurance is based on the eventuality of a major claim or a major event that happens. What's that experience going to be? Who's going to help you take care of it? Who's going to walk you through that problem or through that claim when it happens? And who's going to be there to hold your hand to make sure it's done and make sure it's done right? Who's going to be the person that you can call if it's not going right? If there is something that's going sideways, who are you going to call? Who can you reach out to and who can you talk to say, hey, this isn't going the way I thought it should go, or this is taking a long time. Can you help me? If you don't have somebody to do that with, you might be getting a cheap deal, but you may not be getting a good deal because you could lose out a lot more in the process of the claim of things being not paid properly and it taking longer than it should than you saved by saving $5 a month. So I think claims experience is a huge issue that people need to think about. Second one is coverages. So the claims experience is going to be dictated also by the coverages that you purchase, right? So having somebody to walk through what the coverages mean, what they mean for you, which ones are right for you, which ones do you need to have is important, because there's not a one size fits all for anything, right? Not everyone needs $5 million of life insurance. Some people do. Some people need $500,000. Some people need $1 million. Not everyone needs a $5 million umbrella. Some people need a $20 million umbrella, and some people don't need an umbrella at all. So there's not a one size fits all for anything when it comes to insurance. It's about your situation and your needs and where you're at in life, and then finding the right fit for you. So coverages are super important. Understand what the coverages are. Work with somebody or a company that will walk you through what the coverages are, what they mean, and how they're going to apply to you in the event of a claim. And make sure that your concerns, the things that you're worried about, get addressed through that coverage process. So buying the right coverages, you could have you could have a good company and you could even have a great agent. But if you don't have the right coverages, you're still going to be frustrated when it comes to the claims process because it's not going to be what you need. So claims experience is important, and that's going to be dictated by coverages. The other part on side, kind of the side note on the coverages that I think we've talked about before in other episodes, but it's super important, is what are the exclusions and limitations in the policy? It's something to talk to your agent about, because there's oftentimes you could have the same, you're comparing two different companies, you have the same coverage description and amount there, but the devil's in the details when it comes to insurance. With any contract, the devil's in the details. What are the limitations, exclusions, the things that are going to bite you in the butt later if you didn't know about it, right? So those things are important, because sometimes the companies will say, hey, look, we both got, you know, $500,000, but we're using different coverage forms. And so then as a result, this one maybe was a little bit more expensive, but the coverage forms are way better. And this one's a little bit cheaper, but it's actually crap for coverage. And so you didn't really get a better deal just because you saved money and you both got $500,000. So the coverages and the forms associated with those coverages, very important in questions to ask. Part of that, and that all ties back to talking about coverages, the claims experience, the exclusions, is really who's servicing your account. What agent are you doing business with? And are they somebody who cares about you? Somebody who's just trying to hit goals and numbers? Or are they going to take time to understand your positions and understand where you're coming from and what's important to you, and how can they help build a plan to meet your needs? I think that's probably the biggest and most important, because if you have an agent that cares about you and is willing to work for you, those other things, they should be bringing those things up and saying, hey, here's how to solve this problem. Let me understand what your issues are. And then I found solutions for them, and here's the solutions that I found. Super important. So you get what you pay for on the coverages and the claims experience. Oftentimes with the agents, you know, if you could save some money and eliminate the agent out of the whole process. And that's something that's happening right now. There's a lot of companies that do that. And for some people, maybe it makes sense. Maybe that's what you want. Maybe you don't want to talk to somebody. I always kind of think about it this way for myself, and small business owners are something super important to think about, but really anybody is, do you do your own taxes? Would you go to court on your own and be your self-representation? If those things are yes, like, hey, I'll figure out how to do my own taxes, I'll read up on what the law is and I'll go represent myself in court. And I'll understand these things to make sure that I'm giving myself the best protection, then be your own insurance agent too. If you say, no, I hire a CPA, like that's what I do. I hire a CPA because I say, I understand the basics of taxes and how business insurance, how business works and how my tax filing should work and how my business planning should work. But I hire a CPA because I said, I want you to find the best way for me to do this. This is my goal. When I sit down with my CPA, I always say, hey, I want to pay what I owe, not a penny more, not a penny less. And here's my goals that I have for my business. You tell me how I should structure things inside of my business to meet those goals. Or if I meet it with a lawyer and I say, hey, I'm forming an LLC or I'm forming a corporation. And this is my goals with the LLC or the corporation. You tell me the best way to form that so that way it meets the goals that I'm doing. That's really what an insurance agent should be for you. If you go, hey, I'm going to do all my own research on everything and I'll just build it the plan myself, then you don't need the insurance agent. And you could go out there, make sure you understand what you're doing as far as coverages and whatnot, but you could go out there and do it yourself. You don't have to have an agent, but you do need to make sure that you take the time to understand those things. So that way you're making informed decisions and not decisions just based on what is that price line at the bottom of the page, because that's important, but it's not the only thing that matters when you buy insurance. But if you care about insurance, you got to take time either yourself or find a trusted advisor to be able to help you solve the problems. So that way you do get what you pay for. You're not overpaying and getting crappy coverage, or you're not underpaying and getting crappy coverage, but you want to pay the right price, a fair price for the coverage that's going to protect you in the event of a claim, in the event of a major incident. And then you have a company that's going to back up their promise that they made to you. And you have some resources that if you run into problems, who can you call to help walk through those problems? So I think that kind of covers most of the issues that I wanted to talk about, but in general, just be careful. You get what you pay for. If you're buying something cheap, chances are there's a reason why it's really cheap. But you do also want to be careful that you don't just overspend to overspend. So you do want to make sure that you do your due diligence and look at options. And the biggest thing when you're looking for insurance, pay attention to the company you're buying it from and the agency you're working with, because those are the things that are going to really matter when the rubber meets the road, when there's a major claim. Who's going to be there to help you through that process. So anyways, I hope that's helpful for you guys. Some food for thought of different ways to think about it. So if you have questions on this, if there's more that you want me to go deeper on, let me know. You can send an email to theagentinsider@gmail.com. That's theagentinsider@gmail.com. And if you have future topics that you want to make sure that we would discuss, go ahead and drop us a line there too. Be happy to put that in a queue of future topics to talk about on the show. So thanks so much, guys. I hope you have a great day and we'll talk to you next time.